Americans spend more than $11 billion a year on funerals, and the industry is growing. Funeral directors are creating some of that growth by expanding their client base. Renee Gattel reports from member station KJZZ in Phoenix.
The funerals at Fairwinds Memorial Center in Scottsdale, Arizona, are usually small and quiet. The chaplain is a slender, soft-spoken woman named Donna Ray Uridic. On a recent weeknight, Uridic is officiating a service in one of the center's viewing rooms. A few feet away, there's a marble urn resting on a table.
We gather here together to honor the beloved memory of Venus. She was a much-loved member of the Crittenden family, and she will be missed greatly.
Venus's longtime friend and caretaker, Kelly Crittenden, gives the eulogy.
She was a piece of work. She was like Ethel Merman, you know. She was loud and she was bossy, and she's a good girl. So I'll miss her a lot.
If you haven't guessed by now, Venus wasn't human, but a dog, a black Labrador retriever. Fairwinds is a funeral home exclusively for animals, and Donna Ray Uridic is a pet chaplain. It's all part of a new trend of full-blown pet funerals. Bob Fels is with the International Cemetery Cremation and Funeral Association, a trade group for directors of human funerals. He says funeral directors are responding to a need that wasn't met by the industry in the past.
Some funeral homes didn't know what to do. Well, they would say, well, why don't you come after hours? We're not holding any services, and you can come through the back door, you know. But after a while, that didn't work, and people said, no, we need to show proper respect for these people. Their grief is genuine, and so we've got to treat them in a genuine manner.
Fell says more human funeral homes are extending services to pets, and that the country's first pet-only funeral home opened 3 years ago. Today, there are at least a dozen, and one entrepreneur in Carmel, Indiana, is planning to franchise. In Scottsdale, Fairwinds has been open only 11 months, and manager Elizabeth Vaughn says they've been amazed at the range of animals they've performed services for.
We've had a monkey, we've had an African grey parrot just recently, and we've had a mule. It was one of our first customers, people coming in looking for an urn for their mule. And this was a pack animal that worked at the Grand Canyon, was well-loved. It surprised us, so we've learned to be ready for just about everything.
Fairwinds offers pretty much any service a traditional funeral home would. They'll retrieve the body and do what they call a final grooming. The entire package, called the Safe Journey, costs $550. Venus's owner, Kelly Crittenden, says when she told her friends she was having a funeral for her dog, some of them laughed.
But I consider her my child, and, you know, if a human had a two-legged child that died, you'd want to honor their life. And so I think it's the right thing to do.
This is a hot topic right now among funeral directors. Trade publications have devoted cover stories to the new pet funeral industry, and it's debated in workshops at conventions. Bob Fels with the Funeral Directors Trade Group says they're still trying to figure out how to make it all work.
One never, in honoring the loss of a pet, one never wants to trivialize the funeral of a human being. An example would be you don't want to go into a funeral to go to a visitation of the late Mr. Smith, and you go into the wrong room and there's a funeral for a dog. You know, you say, oops, you know, that doesn't happen, and I don't think it ever will happen, but we never want to blur that distinction.
Fell says a lot of people have been caught by surprise because the funeral business is an industry that doesn't see change very often. For NPR News, I'm Renee Gattel in Phoenix.